So speaking about food, I was going to mention a few things about food.
Oh, yes.
Here. The meals. We had an icebox outside, and of course the iceman came once a week and stocked up our icebox. And we raised bees and made honey.
Oh.
And we had a garden, so we had tomatoes and potatoes and beans and peas. And fruit trees, we had apple trees and cherry trees. And then when it was blackberry season, the blackberries were rampant around where the well was, where we got our water. We would take ladders down and we would just put the ladders up against the bushes. And that way, we were fully clothed, so we weren't getting scratched, but we could climb up the ladder and reach the berries that were high up there. So the ladders helped us to reach our... And we had blueberries, of course, nearby. And then we bought piglets, and we fattened them up. And that became a source of meat for us, and also a calf. We would fatten it up, and that became... I never liked that kind of thing. I loved seeing them when they were alive, but I didn't like seeing them slaughtered. But that's the way it was for meat, so...
Would your family ever go hunting? I guess there were deer up in the mountain. Would you see the deer? And
we saw the odd deer, but no, they didn't go hunting, but they did shoot a bear. The bears would come and with the fish that was being used for food, mm-hmm. for the mink, the bears would be attracted. So one of them became quite annoying, so Gus shot it. Didn't kill it, but did find that there was a blood trail of blood, so we realized we had hit it. Didn't come back, but we never found it, so I guess it may have survived, hopefully. But there was a farm near ours that had lots of fruit trees, and there was a bear up one of those fruit trees, and so it was shot. And then it was killed, and then they divided up the meat, so we all got some bear meat. And bear meat is something like pork, so it was very tasty.
Ah.
But I didn't really like the idea of eating an animal. But however, and the other thing was a girlfriend of mine gave me for my birthday a pair of rabbits. And she said, they're both females, so there won't be any young ones. Well, it was about a month later, there were lots of young ones hopping around the cage and thinking, oh my goodness, where I need more cages. And they had to be... of course, taken care of and fed. I ended up with 20 at one point. One day, one went missing. And I don't know what happened to it. But Mum was cooking chicken soup that day. And I thought it was my rabbit. So, of course, I wouldn't eat it. No, 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 Mum said. No, I'm sure it must have just run away. Well, I don't know. But that was one of my rabbits. Sad thing.
I've forgotten now. What was the year that your dad gave up the farm?
Probably 1950. Well, probably 1950. And then he gave up his stock 1952 because he opened a business, a sporting goods business, on Hastings Street in Burnaby. Next to Helen's, you know, Helen's Baby Wear, that store that still got that lovely... swing out there.
The stork? Is that the... Oh, no, the swing.
Yeah, the swing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the stork was another they've kept. But the swing out there, next door to that, was where my dad had his sports store.
Your dad was very versatile.
He was. Quite amazing. He was a logger in Sweden and then took his carpentry there, came here, and he built the grain elevators across the prairies and then did the baking in that bake shop with his buddy from Sweden, and then the mink farming, and then the sporting goods, and he had a friend in Sweden who had a sporting goods shop. He said, come on over, he said, we'll set up a business here. So his friend Eric Trigg knew all about it because he'd had a sporting goods shop, so he had the expertise. My dad had the money. He must have saved. So they opened up a business in it on 1952 on Hastings, 4041 East Hastings, next to Helen's Baby Wear. And just within a year and a half of that, someone else opened up a sporting goods store. Maybe you've heard of Bob's Sporting Goods, right across the street. And there was not enough business for both. So my dad was quite disappointed, of course, but then Bob came over and said, well, really isn't enough for both of us. How about I buy you out? So he did. And then Dad, he always wanted to build a home in North Vancouver in the Capilano Highlands area, and they opened up a store there and stayed there for 25 years, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah. So then he, became a store owner.
Hmm. 1950, I was wondering if that there was any coincidence that the Trans Mountain tank farms were coming in. Oh. And I wondered if that would have disturbed the farm or if that had any effect at all.
I don't recall it. No, I don't recall it. But when you ask me later what my involvement is with Burnaby Mountain now, I can tell you a little bit about how I feel about the tank farm.
Yes, okay. We'll get to that. So your dad actually sold the land then? The partnership sold the land? Do you know who it was bought by happened to it?
No, and I was thinking that woman that I mentioned, my babysitter, Raiden, she would probably know because she's still living in the same house and her memory is so good. So she would probably know what happened to that mink farm after. I think it fell into disrepair and then eventually I think it's been used for housing, but I could be wrong. Need to go and take a look.
Yes, we're going to have to check
explore,
that out.
Explore that.
Because I thought it was in the park, but I could be mistaken.
Well,
all right, we'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'll have to find that out myself because I...
If it was in the park, then the city would have eventually bought the property.
Yes.
So,
yes, that's true.
Interesting.